McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, The Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, Monumental Ford, Cunningham Jewelers, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, Todd Willis.
Welcome to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Todd Willis. The Buccaneer Coaches Show is sponsored by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Monumental Ford, Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the Southern Sports Edition. com. And now joining us, the head coach of the MCA Buccaneers, Coach Bradley Warren.
Hello, guys.
Coach, we had a big ball game last week with Metter. It was two really good football teams, heavy hitters going at it like a couple of boxers, you know, just trading punches back and forth, defense, offense, special teams. I mean, it was an incredible game to watch and be a part of, and we came up a little short, but doesn't diminish the effort or the things that came out of that game for the Bucs. So let's just dive right in and talk about that big ball game.
You know, it was a great ball game. I hated that we came up a little short, but you know, we've won a few of those too. For example, ECI overtime game. So we, They were arguably a top 10 team, top 15 for sure. We're arguably a top 10, top 15 for sure. And if you looked at the rankings and defenses, both defenses were ranked in the top 10 in the state. So it was a 12-6 ball game. That was big. I thought that they did a good job of taking our run game out. I won't say they took it out all the way, because we did have, you know, some big gains here or there, but they did a fairly good job. And it hurt us losing Ernest McIntosh on the second play of the game, and our main running back in the backfield. So they kudos to them for that. But we were able to spread the ball out and run our spread offense fairly well. I'll get into some stats later, but Nehemiah West was off the chain good, and we had some receivers with multiple routes in our defense. Played well. We shut them out the first half. We gave up one opening drive touchdown in the second half, and then the other ball was just a hope and a prayer shot in the end zone, and they came down with it.
Yeah, I mean, and the game could have gone either way, and it came down to some big plays that were made on both sides and some big plays that were not made on both sides.
Yeah, that's correct. Their drive – in the second half was big for them, and they had a missed extra point. Our drive that where Jaden Ellis scored on the big scramble play by Neo, that was huge. And then, you know, we drove right at the end of the ball game, and you know, had four chances from the 9-yard line to win the ball game.
Yeah, I mean, and the you know, the push there was on, and you know, the last ball just went right over C.J. Battle's hands, and he was up there.
He was. If you saw the picture, his hands were just under the goalpost. If that ball is 6 inches shorter, we're kicking an extra point to beat him.
Yeah, I mean, that's how often it goes with two really good teams. Talk to us more about the offense and, you know, the things that had to be done. You know, you mentioned losing Ernest McIntosh. He is what I anticipate to be one of the best running backs in the state of Georgia as a sophomore, and to lose him that early, but our offense still continued to click.
It did. We had to switch modes. That's the beauty of this offense, is we went to more of a slot back, quarterback, receiver type portion of the offense instead of the fullback game. He does. Ernest, you know, is a good running back, but their defense was tough. He said, well, Coach, how many yards have we really gotten?
This is the MCA Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
So, you know, you say, how many yards or touchdowns we've actually got? He's been tough to stop. He's been, you know, was averaging about 100 yards a game. But the thing that most people don't realize about a running back, a lot of running backs can run the ball, but to be able to block is a big thing. Ernest has taken the blocking role pretty serious recently. As I know, Coach Boatman has talked about Ernest wanting feedback on his blocking, and we've noticed it's gotten a lot better. So we missed that Friday night. We missed that element of the fullback blocking game on the perimeter for the quarterback passing game. We missed that.
Yeah. And Lorenzo Reed did step in at running back.
He did. Lorenzo's skill set's a little different, and we had to play an earnest game plan around with Lorenzo. So Lorenzo did come in. He stepped up and played well. I'd look for him to get a lot of carries this upcoming Friday night and more of a game plan that – I'm not saying we're playing the offense around by any means, but the plays where that particular back gets the ball or what they block was in earnest skill set this week. It'll be geared for Lorenzo's skill set, and he is – his skill set, number one, first and foremost, is his second burst running the ball is stellar.
Yeah. I mean, he plays hard, and Lorenzo is a junior.
Yes.
Yeah. What about defense this past Friday night, Coach? You know, what went well? You know, what worked? You know, the defense stood strong for just about the entire ball game.
Yeah, we were really shutting them down pretty well, and they started running a fast tempo offense. They got penalized, I think, two or three times for snapping the ball too early before they were set. That gave us a little bit of trouble because we like to set our strength and say, okay, here's what we're doing. So they tried to out tempo us. We had to make some adjustments on that and did. You know, they got one score in. That's what a good team can do, find a way to, you know, score. So they got one. The defense played really well. I think we gave up 160-ish yards rushing and 60-something yards passing, which is a stellar performance. In team goals, we try to say, all right, we're going to limit you to three scores or less. We limited them to two, and thus we had a chance to win. So when you're playing defense like that, you're going to have an opportunity to win the ball game. We just, you know, came a little short this time. But most weeks when you do that, you're going to win a ball game.
That's right. And they did miss an extra point, and then – the Buck defense stood strong on their two-point conversion attempt.
Yeah, we had the two-point conversion attempt that we stopped, and just before that, before the half, if you remember, we stopped them on fourth down in a red zone. So we had a red zone stop, a two-point stop, and they had two red zone stops on us. Then, you know, the announcers, radio announcer said three, but that first one went into the red zone and right back out with a penalty on a third down, so I don't know. Many people are going to be able to score in two plays from the 29.9 yard line.
Right. And special teams, particularly the punt game, was strong Friday night as well.
Yeah, our special teams, I was really pleased with our special teams overall. We pressured their punter. Our punter battled back. Jalen Dallas battled back and got us in good, kept the field position game neutral. And our kickoff return team worked well. So, special teams, I don't have a lot negative to say. Todd, our guys played a really good ball game overall.
Yeah, I mean, they played hard. And, you know, the mistakes are starting to become fewer and fewer, which can only lead to more success.
Yeah, you know, the criteria, I will talk about that in just a minute after this little break, but I want to talk about some of the criteria.
More to come on the Buccaneer Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic, Cunningham Jewelers, and by Monumental Ford. Coach, we were talking before break about the special teams and the importance that was going into those.
Yeah, we went into those, and we spoke about, you know, the coverages, Jalen Dowell's punting, things like that. But I was leading into the criteria for team goals, you know, to win ball games, what successful teams have in common. So when you look at those, our team goals are to defensively to hold an opponent to three scores or less and to win the third down battle. In other words, we want to be off to make you punt more times than not. So defensively, we won both of those. All right. Offensively, one of our team goals is to have 10 or more first downs, and we had 12. You should have more than 6 points when you have 12 first downs. Some of those, you know, especially with some explosive plays. We did hit one explosive play, but two of the other explosives, you know, got caught inside the 10, you know, about the 10, 12 yard line, the 9 yard line. So we had a hard time punching it in. Those goals were huge. You say, what else, Coach? Well, you don't want to be penalized. So we only had two penalties. That means we were focused. We were doing what we were supposed to do. We were coachable. We didn't run our mouths. It was a pleasure to coach, and it was a great, you know, win or lose, that environment was stellar. People are going to want to come back for that.
Yeah, it was homecoming. It was pink out night. It was two really good teams going at it, and the place was packed with a lot of positive energy. You're right about that. And as we said, and you just described, you know, that often when it's two good teams like that, the team that makes the least amount of errors tends to win. But, you know, we played a really clean ball game by and large.
Yeah, we did. And even both teams really didn't turn. We forced three fumbles against Metter. Metter got all three of those back. And then there was one call that was questionable. The official ruled the quarterback down. That would have been a giant turnover. That was actually one of the two plays before they scored.
Right.
So that was a big change of, you could say probably 3 to 5 things changed the outcome of that game. And Metter played a pretty clean ball game. They were fortunate to get those three fumbles back, but we had an interception that was about like a punt.
Yep.
And that was about it.
Yeah. So let's switch gears to talk about some individual performances. And as we've done for weeks now, Coach, let's start off with QB1, Neil West.
Man, he played a stellar ball game. I'll probably mention him as we're talking about him on defense. You know, he's a two-way player. He plays both offense and defense. And these days, it takes a special kid to do that. And I was one of those kids. I played both sides of the ball. I didn't want to come off the field. And he's one of them. That's why I guess I like coaching him is that tenacity and wanting to be in the ball game. So at quarterback, he was 12 of 22 for 196 yards and a touchdown. Running the ball, he carried the ball 11 times for 63 yards, and it was actually more than that, but you have to deduct the sacks. You know, when he took a loss for being sacked three times, that would have taken off that total. So he was very productive, and the production, you got to count for 10 anytime you're going to play us, defend us. You've got to account for him. And when Ernest went out, we went into his skill set. We gave him a little breather with running the ball in the perimeter, and then we threw the ball and let him. If you didn't honor his feet, he hurt you. He made them pay Friday for it.
You're listening to the MCA Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So you got Neo West, having another monster ball game. He's starting to stack those up just about every game with his effort, his leadership. Who else had some shine this past Friday night?
Well, we'll continue. Let's talk about offense, I guess, would be the big thing. On the offensive line, we really struggled. They were outmatched most of the night. That defensive line front four was humongous. The linebackers were good. Our offensive line played hard, but we were outmatched a few times, and they came off some blocks and made some plays they wouldn't normally make. But if you made me pick a lineman out that I thought did well, it was probably Chris Austin. He had one holding call, but he was in a battle all night with one of their better players. And I thought he may not have won them all, might have won a lesser percentage, but he was competitive, and you know that was a big deal. Then in the skill positions, it's hard to discount Craig Battle with multiple catches. Greg Peacock with five catches. Jaden Ellis running the ball, and you know he had a big first down on a halfback pass. So some of those guys, had big ball games.
Yeah, I mean it's the ball was spread out, and a lot of players responded.
Yeah, they did. They did. One of the other receivers, Andrew Roberson, we had a couple of misses with him that would have been big plays. He's due for a big ball game. He may have one this Friday.
Yeah. You know, Andrew always does a good job, plays hard, and, you know, just there's only one football some nights, Coach. That's every night, actually. Let's go to the defensive side of the ball.
That's where our strength is this year. Everybody knows that. So, hey, the Buccaneers are playing good football on that side of the ball. They've been up and down offensively, whatever you want to say about our offense. We still work at it every week, but the defense has jailed, and we're tough. You're going to earn – if you score on us, you've earned it. And they had one drive before the half we snuffed out. They had one drive after the half that we gave up points. And then we had them stuffed again and just gave up one deep ball. And that, their offense was pretty much done.
Yeah.
Kudos to them for, you know, finding a way to get down the field a good football team would. But on that side of the ball, Derek Irons played phenomenal. Tyler Alexander, again, had an outstanding performance. Anthony Jackson was splitting the offense in half multiple times. Nehemiah West, Neo, was coming up from the safety position. I think he might have been leading tackler, but he was – most of the time you say, well, Coach, safety making the tackles is not good. Well, this one, because usually 15 yards down the field, he's making tackles from the safety position at 2 yards, 3 yards. You know, he's coming up, and he keys so fast. Once he gets that run key, he's all over you.
Yeah, I mean, Neo – every time there's a big tackle made, other players are making big plays, but often Neo is involved.
Yes, that's true. Javonte Cummins struggled a little bit Friday night at defensive tackle. They double-teamed him a lot. And then Makai Jackson, that linebacker, my word, did he have a big ball game. He was camped out on the dual-threat quarterback counter all night, and I think he gave up one decent run. But other than once he settled, they got a little too wide for a pass. And once he settled back down into the counter, he shut it down, he and Jaden Lotson. Then the main linebacker that played everywhere was Jaden Ellis.
Yeah, Jaden Ellis had a big ball game along with those other guys. I mean, defense stood strong one more time. We will be right back to Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the media. Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurances, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick, immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Monumental Ford is a proud hometown sponsor of the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneers Coaches Show. Please remember Monumental Ford's great service department for all your service needs. Every make and model, brakes, tires, oil changes, transmission, and more, right off Highway 251 and I-95 Exit 49 in Darien. Great prices on new and used vehicles, too. Find Monumental Ford on Facebook and give them a like. Also online, monumentalford.com. Or give us a call, 912-437-3673.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Welcome back to the McIntosh County Academy Buccaneer Coaches Show with head coach Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis. This segment is brought to you by Golf Cart Factory, Jets Pharmacy, and by the SouthernSportsEdition.com. Coach Warren, the Bucks are always known for their running game. I mean, we have an extremely strong running game, but, you know, let's talk about the passing game. This passing game has come around, and it is a sight to see. It's productive. It's fun. And it's helping win some ball games. So let's talk about passing.
Yeah, it is. You know, how do we get there, I guess, is what we're looking at. You know, we graduated 4 senior linemen last year that were pretty good ball players, a couple of 2-year starters. So we've been rebuilding a line that's more mobile, not as big. And then we've had, you know, we've got some receivers this year. Just simply put, our talent level, we have more receivers than 1 or 2. So Friday night, when Ernest McIntosh went down and we knew we had to vary, replace that fullback game with something, it was a passing game. We still ran our slot, you know, our slot back game was still pretty good. So, you know, you start with Jaden Ellis with a big touchdown. He had 2 catches for 80 yards and a touchdown. And then you go to, you know, you have to find Craig Battle on the field. He had 5 catches for 67 yards. Then you go, okay, what about Greg Peacock? 4 catches for 59 yards or whatever it was, 54 yards. Then you got Lorenzo Reed, Andrew Roberson. Neil's got some – our quarterback has some targets.
Yeah, I mean, he's got multiple targets, and he tends to find them, you know, when they're open. And C.J. Battle, Craig Battle, had to go against double teams all night long.
Oh, he did. They put their best player on him as well. They anytime he broke open, they were double coverage, double zone. And he even pulled down a couple of balls. He caught a huge scramble ball for a first down across midfield. They tried to deny him the deep ball. That was one thing that hurt us a little bit. So we started throwing him underneath. We hit the hitch route. We hit the screen, a big screen play to him, you know, where he broke so wide open, he about fell down. But that was big. So he's tough to handle. We've been working with him. Coach Owens came to practice yesterday and worked with him with his block, and his receiving's not been an issue. So trying to get him a little better where he can block. And Coach Owens took the split ends yesterday and did that.
Yeah, I mean, the passing game, and Neo, when he has time with the offensive line, can hit his targets. But, you know, you've already touched on the fact that Neo's feet extends plays to then allow the receivers to get open as well.
Yeah, we're fortunate that he can move. If we were a pocket passing team right now, we'd be in some trouble because it's tough on us to maintain a 3-second, you know, passing protection. So we buy time schematically and with Neo, with our rolls, our drops. And when we do throw in the pocket, it's more like 1-2-3 throw, you know, with it. Maybe a little bit slower than that, but if Neo sees daylight somewhere, the scramble's on.
Yeah, oh yeah. No, and what a scramble it is. That young man is electrifying. So, you know, we've gone through the game, we've gone through the highlights, but that game is now behind us. Looking ahead, we do have a big region matchup this Friday on the road at Savannah High School.
Yes, we do. Savannah High is a scary team. They haven't won a game, and the scary part is, why are you scared of a team that hadn't won a game, Coach? Because you want to make sure you don't play to that level. You want to make sure you play your ball game and not their ball game.
Right.
So Savannah High came out the other night and played a really good game against Screven.
This is the MCA Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
All right, so we're talking about them playing a really good game against Screven County. They just said, you know, we're going to give this one big hoorah, this chance to win a ball game this year. And they played Screven County hard. It was a 7-0 ball game most of the game, and Screven scored 2 late touchdowns to make it a 21-0 game. So we've got to avoid that trap. We've got to go play our game, keep them out of their element. They do have some kids can hurt you. Their quarterback's mobile. They have some really good receivers. Defensively, they get out of position a lot, but they're athletic enough to recover. So when we get them out of position and catch them doing those things, we've got to make them pay.
Yeah, I mean, you got to make them pay when the situation is there. So offensively, they've got a mobile quarterback, you know, What are we going to see from them offensively?
Well, they've kind of had some trouble with their identity this year. So if they'll line up and run some power-type runs with the quarterback sweeps and powers, even some empty formations. And then one of the things they're starting to do well is they run the triple option out of shotgun. So they're going to take advantage of an undisciplined defensive lineman or a secondary linebacker player. So we've got to account for that triple option. We started working on it yesterday.
Okay. And what about the defensive scheme from Savannah High School?
They get in and out of what looks to be a 4-4 game, and we may very well see that because of our balanced offensive formations. And then they play some 3-4 definitely from time to time. So, you know, the main thing for the Bucks, I think we need to increase our physicality this week. I think we can out-physical them. And then we need to get good at what we're doing. So it's a good week for us to say, let's play our ball game, turn the physicality up, and get better at what we're doing.
Yeah. And how has practice been thus far? I know we've just had one practice, but anticipating the rest of the week to get there.
Well, not just yesterday, but last several practices I have, we've ended around 5 o'clock, gotten on the field around 3:15, 3:40 to 3:40, depending on what we were doing meeting-wise. And it's been a fast tempo, high reps, real busy time. So this time of year, kids get bored. Their attention span drifts off. So they're doing the same old thing. So we've tried to keep it very focused and very intense, and then getting them to head out.
Yeah.
And we're going to be light on contact this week, Todd. We want to be healthy going in the last two games in the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, just to get better at who we are and and what we do, play Buck football against Savannah and Portal, which will round out our regular season before we head into the playoffs.
Yeah, and talking about the playoffs, you know, I think you're going to have to be 6-2 to get a top three seed, or no more than 2 losses in the region play.
Yes.
So if we went out, we'll be 6 wins and 2 losses in region play, and that would get us, I think, a top four seed. If we were to lose one of these, I think we're out, just because of the way the other teams are beating up on each other.
Right.
You know, there's some scenario, tie-breaking scenarios where we're second place. Most scenarios take us to third. And there's some outside scenarios that keep us at fourth place or take us out entirely.
Wow. So these last 2 weeks, some of these teams, due to the hurricane, have more than 2 games left. We will have a bye the last week of the season.
Yeah, we're going to be off the last week of the season, which is great for us in recovery going into the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's but what an exciting time of year, Coach Warren. Thank you for everything today. And thanks to all of you out there for joining us for the McIntosh County Academy Coaches Show with Bradley Warren on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I'm Todd Willis signing off. And never, never forget, we are one Buck.